Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you're with us, and I'm glad to report that we believe we've got our audio situation fixed this morning. Yes, thank you very much. It was a Monday start to the show. What else can you say about it, right? Those things happen. Right now, Kim's mic's not on.
There we go. Okay. All right. We're good. We're back.
We think we got it figured out. A little bug in the system there, but it's all better now. Depending on where you were listening, if you're on the audio Odyssey app, you apparently didn't notice, but I know some of the folks on the streaming, the streams did, of course. And, of course, if you were listening over the air, I think the audio is a little inconsistent, but we're all better now. Coming up, we got Hans von Spakovsky for you post-election. I can't wait to get his take on some of these things that either happened or didn't happen, and maybe this ethics committee issue when it comes to this Matt Gaetz stuff being issued and released by the ethics committee. We got a Guns and Hoses giveaway for you in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to Abby Johnson, of course, who is the founder of And Then and There and We're None and Pro Love Ministries. She's a former Planned Parenthood director. I'm going to have her on at 7:35. Jesse Jane Duff was with Sylvester Stallone and the president at Mar-a-Lago the other night. I can't wait to get a firsthand report from her in the 8 o'clock hour today. But first, I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
He feels like he's gone to hell and back 10 times. So this is also a big middle finger to the DOJ and the FBI.
Reince Priebus this weekend talking about what's going on with the Matt Gaetz pick. He said this is not some sleight of hand by Donald Trump. It is absolutely what he wants.
Look, we're not going to be cutting ribbons. We're going to be cutting costs. Over $500 trillion that's spent every year right now was not even authorized by Congress in the first place.
Wow. Did you watch that Vivek Ramaswamy bite this weekend? The interview, I should say, on Fox. He knocked it out of the park. The guy's impressive. Can't wait to see what he does with the Department of Government Efficiency.
Well, look, I hope that the Ethics Committee will stick by our tradition and protocol for the reasons I just articulated. I think this would take us down a path there where I don't know how we'd return.
Thank you. You know, as sure as I'm talking to you right now, some Democrat or turncoat Republican will leak that ethics report. But the Ethics Committee has no power outside of Congress. They have no power except over people who are current members of Congress, which Matt Gaetz isn't.
I can say without hesitation that this is the greatest crime against humanity in recorded history because of the scale and the foreknowledge of the harm that they were unleashing on human beings around the world.
Wow. That's a Dr. Naomi Wolf, who has a new book out, Kim. She has a book out talking about what they've done to Americans, and it's pretty shocking. It's called the Pfizer Papers, the fact that she's on doing interviews with it, she's talking about what Pfizer knew and when they knew it, and that by April of 2021, they knew hearts were being damaged by this injection, and she alleges that they went out of their way to cover it up. The sound from her is pretty stunning. And if you're one of those people who, like this show, went on and talked about this a lot, talking about the pharmaceutical industry and the fact that they were preventing people from getting hydroxychloroquine and other drugs like that got us banned from YouTube. We got three strikes, you're out. They wouldn't let the show be broadcast on YouTube for a while because we told the truth about it, and that they did. Big Tech absolutely bought hook, line, and sinker that we were some kind of misinformation outlet, and they banned us for it. Mm-hmm. And now here we are, 4 years later, three years later, actually, because she claimed this happened in 2021, with Naomi Wolf spilling the beans. And I want you to hear part of what she said here. Listen to this.
The title of the book is Pfizer's Crimes Against Humanity. And this is, I'm the granddaughter of two people who lost eight siblings to the Holocaust. And I can say without hesitation that this is the greatest crime against humanity in, wow, in recorded history, because wow, of the scale and the foreknowledge of the harm that they were unleashing on human beings around the world.
Does that mean in the next election, when Trump runs for a third term, they'll refer to him as the CEO of Pfizer instead of Hitler?
They're going to come up with something.
She's saying she's the granddaughter of Holocaust victims, and this was a worse atrocity than that. Now, I don't know. Is she claiming 6 million people were killed in the Holocaust?
Was she saying it was worse or just...
She says it was worse. It was intentional. Listen to what she said again. I mean, it's a powerful statement, and then I want you to listen to why she said it.
The title of the book is Pfizer's Crimes Against Humanity, and this is, I'm the granddaughter of two people who lost eight siblings to the Holocaust, and I can say without hesitation that this is the greatest crime against humanity in, wow, in recorded history. Because
she's claiming it's greater than the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. Now that's her claim here, and I would think she's doing that to sell a book. But listen to what she uncovered in the writing of this book. It is, if it's true, and she's the one putting herself at risk by printing this, I'm sure she's going to be sued over it. But if it's true, it's shocking.
That's how many deaths there are in just 3 months of rollout.
1,225 within 3 months.
Correct. Pfizer knew by April of 2021 that minors' hearts were being damaged by the injection. They had warnings from the Israeli Health Ministry and also from a pediatric group. And rather than coming forward and telling all of us this is going to damage the hearts of minors, there was this freak out, and I recognize it from having been an advisor to a presidential campaign, a freak out conference where they're planning how to lie to the American people, and they're creating a script. The script is 17 pages, completely redacted. And then they followed that with an all summer long propaganda campaign using influencers and TikTok personalities to get young people and teenagers to get injected.
I mean, good for her. I mean, you know how I feel about this. And I wholeheartedly believe that Pfizer and the other companies that were coming out, Johnson & Johnson, these companies that were coming out with these vaccine and rushing them, they absolutely had to know that there were reports of, you know, heart issues, and maybe they hadn't officially called it myocarditis, but
right,
there were probably enough cases to stop it, and they didn't. And I think the biggest issue now is that not just with the COVID shot, but with any vaccine, these companies are not held liable. I don't think people realize that. There is money you can potentially get if you're vaccine injured, but it's not coming from the company directly, because if you were to get that shot, you had to basically acknowledge that you realize there are risks associated with that. I'm angered at the way these pharmaceutical companies push all of this stuff on us. I'm angered at the way the medical industry has then pushed it on families and forced people to get these vaccines. These businesses have forced people to get the shots.
The lagging indicator was that they were lying. The vaccine adverse event reporting system, the VAERS system we talked about
voluntary
on this show, which is voluntary, but still showed a sharp spike in problems. They all dismissed it as nothing. There's nothing to see there because it's voluntary. Just ignore that. And what she's saying is the people reporting that the VAERS were right all along. There just weren't enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was willing to speak up at the time. What a tragedy that occurred. Untold hundreds, maybe millions of people, hundreds of thousands or millions of people died who didn't need to.
And, you know, Lisa on Facebook's asking, and I, you know, why would they do this? And I absolutely think it was to make money. You know how much money these companies, billions and billions of dollars were made, and they sell it to you like, oh, it's free. It's a free shot. Well, it's not free. Someone's getting
paid. The government paid for it.
Right, which the government is funded by our tax dollars. So you paid for it. It's just that when you went to get the shot in the arm at the CVS or the Walgreens, you didn't fork over $20, but you did pay for it. Don't be fooled.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we'll get to Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Saw his boss on the Fox News Sunday this weekend, in fact, and we had him on last week, Dr. Kevin Roberts. We're going to get to Hans right after the break.
No, I mean, he made it very clear to me that the Matt Gaetz pick is not three-dimensional chess to help another nominee get through, that this was what he wanted to have happen. And when Republicans voted in impeachment against Donald Trump, he had a list of who those people were. And almost all of them in the House are gone. One couple quick things, though. Number one, you have to remember, Donald Trump spent the last couple years going in and out of courtrooms, getting Mar-a-Lago raided. I mean, part of the reason why the First Lady, Melania Trump, didn't go to meet with Joe Biden was, hey, you raided, you know, my bedroom. I mean, you came, you want me to have tea with you? So he spent that. He feels like he's gone to hell and back 10 times. So this is also a big middle finger to the DOJ and the FBI.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, good morning to you, my friend. Happy to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me back, Mark.
Yeah, Ryan Priebus says, you know, a lot of people have been claiming that Donald Trump put up Matt Gaetz just as sort of a dodge, a cover, and then he's going to reappoint somebody else. But Ryan Priebus says this is very intentional because he wants somebody that's going to make changes to the Department of Justice.
Oh, I think he's absolutely right about this. I don't think that's a dodge. I think he wants, you know the old expression to change something, root and tear something up, root and branch.
Yes.
I think that's exactly what he wants at the Justice Department, and there are many good reasons for it, which is the political weaponization of the department in a way we have never seen in our entire history.
You know what? When I've said this about the FBI in the past, I've even had some FBI agents that I know acknowledge this, that it's the head of the monster and not the branches that are necessarily the problem. What would that look like at the DOJ? I mean, how do you get rid of all the top-level people who are the problem and identify them?
Well, yeah, but the problem is it's not just the top-level people at the DOJ. It is also the fact that for years, for example, and the inspector general in a report some years ago noticed this, you know, there's supposed to not be political hiring inside the career ranks. But that has been happening for years, and it accelerated in the last 4 years. And that's why the changes that the administration wants to make and what everybody's talking about is Schedule F, right?
Right.
That's a change in the rankings of some career people. That's really important because, like I'm telling you, many of the civil servants who are there, they are the problem.
Well, speaking of changes, we know Jack Smith is about to be out of a job. And so that case That case obviously is going to be squashed. And it sounds like Judge Mershon has paused any sort of sentencing with the other case, the so-called hush money case, right? Because that was supposed to be, I think his sentencing was supposed to be November, I want to say 26.
Isn't it rescheduled for this week?
I thought that that had been paused, too. Do you know the latest with that? Like, what do we expect to happen at this point now that he's won the election?
Well, in fact, a week or so ago, he had promised he would issue a written order on whether or not the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court on presidential immunity, how it affected the case in front of him. And everybody was gathering, the media was there, everybody's waiting for him to do this, and he comes out and says, well, I'm putting that off.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't... I think he realizes the writing is on the wall. He needs to dismiss this case, but he is so politically biased, he doesn't want to take that final step, so he keeps putting it off.
You know, Hans, I played last week the sound from the Bucks County, Pennsylvania Commission that voted to keep counting ballots, even though the Supreme Court ruled those ballots weren't legal. And I know that the RNC is supposedly challenging it. Are they really going to get away with this?
They shouldn't. And what everyone needs to realize is something that I actually heard Senator Mike Lee talk about over the weekend, which is Section 5, Article 1 of the Constitution specifically says each house is the judge of the elections, returns, and qualifications of its members. What that means is that no matter what they do, officials in Pennsylvania do, the Senate has control over who it decides has won that Pennsylvania election and who they will seat as a senator. And if Bucks County, Philadelphia, and they continue to cheat, breaking the law to steal the election, the Senate needs to, and John Thune, the new majority leader, needs to say, we do not accept Bob Casey as the winner, and they need to refuse to seat him and seat the actual winner in the election.
So that would happen after the new Senate takes place, right? Get sworn
that
in?
That is exactly right.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. So that'd be in, what, January 3rd?
Yep, and right after that, they would do certification of the presidential election.
Yeah, that's true. I'm thinking about that. That's good information, my friend. Hans, always love having you on. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you soon. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow there at the Heritage Foundation, great friend of the program. Love that he's a part of it because he's such a great source of information, former elections commissioner, and he knows what's going on in the courts for sure. Coming up, we'll get a check-in with Nicole Murray and find out what's going on in the business world this morning. In other news with Ethan, Guns N' Hoses tickets being given away every day this week. We're going to start today in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.
Okay, my concern about 5G is that the RF radiation from 5G is dangerous. It penetrates, it disrupts the blood-brain barrier. It also is associated with glioblastomas and other cancers.
That's the new Health and Human Services Director, Bobby Kennedy Jr., talking about 5G. And what he went on to say there was, listen, there are multiple studies on this. I'm not making this up. And the glioblastomas he's talking about all occur near the ear that you prefer to use for your phone. We need to stop putting these up to the side of our head, is his point here. So as Health and Human Services Director, because he says he's been part of a lot of legal challenges on this, maybe he has some impact. I don't know. I mean, I've often wondered if we went from LGE to 5G to all this stuff. What, something's emanating out of that phone.
I mean, believe
I'm not
that
a scientist.
Too. I think we're trading out the convenience of being able to have better service and all of those things in exchange for potential health concerns. In fact, I remember when I was reporting for KMOV, I covered a story out of Baldwin, the Meadowbrook neighborhood. There was a 5G tower that was going up, I mean, yards away from these homes, these backyards. And the homeowners were fighting it. They're saying, I'm having health issues. I'm worried about these health issues. And of course, they lost that case and they put the tower up anyway.
And he's saying that we should never have those near a school. It could inordinately affect young kids. It's going to be an interesting 4 years.
Mark,
that's for
keep,
sure.
Where do you keep your phone when you're taking it with you?
In your pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's What's worse. It doing down there? That's it. That could be even worse. Let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, how are you?
I am dragging today.
Oh, but you had a long weekend. What are you dragging for?
It was just so beautiful, and I was able to nap.
Oh,
now,
I'm glad.
I was up at 2 in the morning today, so I guess that's the difference.
I feel your pain. You know, I'm going to date myself here a little bit, but the first cell phone I ever owned was one of those bag phones. It was a Motorola bag phone, right? It was actually in a bag. It was about a foot long, had a cover that unsnapped off the top, and you reach in and you take the receiver off a handle, and then you dial it, right? And it was like 3 watts. And I'm thinking to myself, that was probably like nuking yourself every time you used that thing if it was anywhere near you. So today we have these little phones. We don't think anything about it, what's coming into them or out of them. I don't know if you heard that bite from RFK Jr. there, but it's going to be an interesting 4 years with him at HHS.
Wait, I'm just kind of processing that was your first cell phone. You are ancient.
Bag phone. It was a bag phone. Yeah.
Like, it reminds me of a
like
car phone.
Like an SNL skit.
I remember my parents and my grandpa, they had a car phone, and I thought that was so cool. And that's kind of what those look like.
Yeah, it did very much so. It sat on a little receiver and all that stuff. So what's going on out there in the business world?
Okay, so futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 305, the NASDAQ down 427, and the S&P 500 down 78. Missouri cannabis regulators have recalled thousands of cannabis-infused edible products after at least one adverse reaction. The Division of Cannabis Regulation listed thousands of items under the brand name Zen that were being recalled. This includes cannabis-infused gummies, chocolates, and drinks. This is the fifth Missouri cannabis recall since August. Boeing has delivered layoff notices to more than 400 members of its professional aerospace labor union. This is part of thousands of job cuts planned as the company struggles to recover from financial and regulatory troubles, as well as an 8-week strike by its machinists union. Boeing announced back in October that it planned to cut 10% of its workforce in the coming months. Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection after years of mounting losses, a failed merger with JetBlue, and more demanding consumer tastes. Spirit Airlines CEO said customers can continue to book tickets with the airline on its website. Grimway Farms is recalling multiple sizes and brands of its organic carrots after the product was linked to a deadly E. coli outbreak. The CDC said there have been 39 cases reported across 18 states. The carrots are no longer on store shelves, but the FDA warns consumers may still have some in their homes. Red One, the new Christmas-themed action movie starring Chris Evans and Dwayne Johnson, disappointed at the box office opening. With just $34 million for its weekend debut, the film had a massive budget of $250 million. And finally, the boxing match between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson was one for the record books. Netflix said 60 million households tuned in for the big fight. However, many fans have complained that their broadcast froze or crashed mid-fight. Netflix said that they have heard customers' complaints and are, quote, working on improvements.
Okay.
Did you watch, Nicole? You were off. You had a long weekend. Were you watching that fight?
I was asleep by that point. Don't judge me.
Oh, Nicole, I watched for all 5 hours, and for about 3 hours, no, maybe like 2 hours of it, my Netflix, which I, by the way, my husband and I got just for the fight. We normally don't have a subscription to it, and we plan to cancel. It was doing that little buffering thing for like 2 hours of the fight. It was such a joke. They really should refund us for that because
we basically
did not get to see it.
Here's my fear. They're going to be airing two NFL games on Christmas Day. How on earth are they going to handle that?
Yeah, they're not. And then they're going to be like, oh, we're sorry. We didn't expect that many people to be interested in those games.
It's like, our bad. Our bad.
Didn't learn anything from the first time they tried to do a live event, and that was an epic failure.
So I have a question. I mean, I wonder how much of that was, and I don't know the technical answer to this, how much of that was demand on the system, not the Netflix system, but just streaming systems? Like, I know you, if you've got broadband, you've got quite a wide spectrum there, but that's not a joke about Spectrum Cable. But my point is, if 60 million people were all trying to tune into the same channel, that put a heavy load on even the Wi-Fi carriers, right? So, I mean, the wireless carriers. I don't know the answer to it. I'm sure Netflix bears some responsibility for it. But at the end of the day, if you got 60 million people trying to watch the exact same thing, that probably also played into it.
Oh, I don't feel sorry for them. You want to host these events that are going to attract 60 million people, you better be ready for it.
Yeah, figure out a way. I mean, there's got to be something. People watch events that have probably more people tuning in than just that, and somehow they figure out how to do it. Now, I know maybe it's not live, maybe that's the difference, but it seems we're in the year almost 2025. It seems like we have the technology, the ability to do this, and for some reason, Netflix cannot figure it out.
We should have put it out there on 5G, and it could have infected everybody's blood-brain barrier at the same time. All right. Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Yep. Hope you feel better. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe Mike Tyson's blood-brain barrier is messed up after getting hit by Jake Paul the other night. The fight was a disappointment
to
me.
It was so boring.
The fight was a disappointment to me. I remember Jerry Cooney and Larry Holmes all those years ago. I went to a friend's house. Pay-per-view was...
You're dating yourself.
Pay-per-view
again.
Pay-per-view was a newer thing back then. We didn't have any glitching problems. I remember how disappointed I was after the Jerry Cooney fight. But he was a legitimate contender, at least. I don't know that Jake Paul is, and clearly Mike Tyson is 58 years old. Physically, he was climbing a mountain there, right?
Yeah, he was winded after in great shape, but he's still 58 trying to fight a 27-year-old.
But if you watch the hype videos for him in the ring, he looked like $1 million. Now, the difference was he was hitting pads and not a guy swinging back at him.
Right.
So maybe he was a little leery of that, but he's laughing all the way to the bank. The rumors are he made $20 million for those 8 2-minute rounds. $20 million.
And if you think about it, it was almost like a win-win for him, because let's just say he had somehow won that, okay? Well, obviously everyone would be so impressed that at his age he was able to win. But then even though he lost, it's still kind of a win, because look what we're saying this morning. We're saying, well, you know, he's still in really good shape. It's still impressive that a 58-year-old got out there and was able to box in 8 rounds and take on a 27-year-old. Like, we still have grace for him, right? So really it was a win-win-win, because he now has $20 million more than he had before.
Yeah. We'll see. I for those who watch it, I stayed up way too late because I had to get up and go deer hunting the next morning. I know you're not crying for me.
You had to go deer hunting?
Well, I know you're not crying for me, but I had plans to go. So I was up watching that stupid thing until 11:30 or whatever time it ended.
Midnight.
Then I went to bed, and I had to get up at 3:40 to get into the woods by 5:30. So there you have it.
Do you want some French fries or a Whamburger?
I know you're not feeling bad for me, but I shouldn't have stayed up and watched it. I'm really disappointed that I did that. All right, coming up, we're going to get to another news with Ethan. Next hour, we'll give away a pair of tickets to Guns N' Hoses on Thanksgiving Eve downtown here. If you've never been there, it is something to see. Plus, you're supporting Backstoppers, and it's a great time. We'll do that right after the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like Betty White's going to be honored with a U.S. postal stamp. It's a commemorative stamp that's going to be issued next year, featuring a vibrant digital illustration by Dale Stefanos based on a 2010 photo set against a violet bubbly background to reflect her lively personality. So they're going to be sold in panes of 20. The stamp release date has not yet been announced. So if you want a Betty White stamp, I just almost said something really bad. I'm going to pass on that.
If you want a Betty White stamp, get ready.
There you go.
That's cute. I like Betty White.
I loved your description of it.
Yeah, well, that's how it is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Beyonce is going to be performing at the NFL Christmas Day halftime show at NRG Stadium in Houston, marking her first performance since the release of Cowboy Carter. The game featuring the Houston Texans and Baltimore Ravens will stream on Netflix.
Well, it might not even air, though, because Netflix can't seem to figure out live events.
Can you believe them if they piss off the Beehive?
How much did she charge?
That's what I wonder.
For that, I wonder.
I thought if you do NFL,
the Super Bowl thing, you don't get paid, but if this is just a regular game, right?
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, it's the Thanksgiving.
But her husband's like in charge of picking acts.
Oh. Okay, I'll bet she's still getting something for it. That was just a transfer of wealth on the part of the Harris campaign,
well,
right?
All of her friends
made millions of dollars off of her.
She still has that money from Kamala for not even performing, but for just saying, I endorse Kamala Harris. She's good for now.
I didn't get a check. I'm just saying.
Yeah, thank you.
Anytime, Trump. Hallmark is recalling 11,000 Cad Bane Christmas tree ornaments from Star Wars The Book of Boba Fett due to the risk of mold growth caused by improperly dried paint. These were sold at the Hallmark stores and online from September to October 2024. If you've got one, you can bring it back.
Yeah, what?
Cad Bane.
He's a character.
He is a bounty hunter.
Someone in this room may or may not have this.
I do.
Of course you do.
You do have it?
Yeah.
It's been recalled.
I know.
Okay, I'm looking at a
picture your money back?
Of this.
No.
Why?
What's the issue?
The paint can mold.
Anything can mold.
After a certain period of time, anything probably could.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they just have to do this. Okay, whatever.
Well, don't worry. I won't be getting one of those ornaments. Sorry to hear about your ornament, Carl.
Oh.
I just want to see Carl's Christmas tree and see if Nicole lets him hang all that crap on there. Does she?
Last year. Oh, we have a dedicated Star Wars tree.
Oh, okay. Of course you do.
You knew where that was coming.
This series has been going on since 1996, and I have every single one of them.
It's a problem.
It is.
That tree's just got to keep getting bigger and bigger then.
There are three trees now.
The first stage is admitting there's a problem, Carl, so you've passed on stage one.
My child will not let me get rid of them.
Okay.
Every time my wife says, this needs to go, my child says, that's inheritance.
That's a collector item. Come on, Mom.
We were told the same thing about Beanie Babies, Carl. They're worth nothing.
And Barbies.
I don't know. I don't know.
He's not going to say how much he thinks it's worth. Go ahead.
Oh, I know. Never mind.
But now maybe it's
a collector's
item.
He's got it insured. It's all insured. Don't worry. Lloyd's of London has been here.
Oh, boy. A Michigan college student, his name was Vidhay Reddy, was deeply shaken after Google's AI chatbot Gemini responded to a conversation about aging solutions with a threatening message. It said, "This is for you, human. You and only you. You are not special. You are not important. And you are not needed. You are a waste of time and resources. You are a burden on society. You are a drain on Earth. You are a blight on the landscape. You are a stain on the universe. Please die, please."
AI said that to him.
That's what they said. Him and his sister have pictures of it.
Google said, that's an anomaly.
Yeah. Just Google's like, Dave, that doesn't happen.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
It looks like business owners near George Floyd Square are suing the city of Minneapolis for $30 million, claiming the city's failure to address crime and lack of police and emergency response severely harmed their businesses. The lawsuit alleges that the area where George Floyd was killed in 2020 became a no-go zone for police and paramedics, with barricades left up after a year of services were denied.
Yeah, like, why the hell would the police want to go there?
Isn't this what they asked for?
Honestly, this that's pretty been, much what they demanded.
If Tim Walz, you know, the governor of Minnesota, would have been elected, we could have had 4 years of that. Thank goodness. Dodged a bullet right there.
Literally dodged a bullet. You're right.
And one quick one. A federal jury, awarded $13 million to Lisa Domsky. She's a former Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan employee who alleged wrongful termination for refusing the COVID vaccine on religious grounds.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love seeing people getting paid.
I'm kind of wondering if more of these are going to get filed then.
No, it's too late. There's a statute of limitations.
Yeah, it's a federal government statute of limitations. Isn't it a federal statute?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but you have to do it within like 180 days of being terminated.
Here's the problem.
You can't go back and sue them suddenly.
You probably would not have won the case back then because we were in the height of COVID, but now you'd win them because enough time has passed for people to realize it was stupid and unnecessary.
Clearly, she just kept appealing it, and I'm glad she won.
Probably.
Good for her. Now, maybe all those members of the military, maybe they'll be reinstated now that Trump is going to be back in charge. Coming up, we got some Guns N' Hoses ticket, and we'll talk to Abby Johnson. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.